Welcome to our fifth episode of Accent Training at Venture English Institute. Today we're going to focus on the use of the TH sound in English. It's important to note that in English we have two versions of this sound. One is an unvoiced TH sound and the other is a voiced TH sound. The difference is that in an unvoiced TH sound, you place your tongue between your front teeth and allow the air to flow continuously between the top of your tongue and the bottom of your top set of teeth. But in the voiced TH sound, you place your tongue in the same position, but instead of blowing the air through, you use your voice and allow the sound to vibrate against your teeth. This TH sound is quite important in English, and a lot of our words use this sound. Listen to the difference between these words. The first set begin with a TH sound, and the second set do not. First one is thank versus tank. Number two, theme versus team. Number three, through versus true. Number four, thought versus taught. And number five, think versus tink. Remember, the important part of saying words with a TH sound is to put your tongue between your teeth. If necessary, you should get a mirror so you can watch yourself say these words. If you can't see your tongue when it's coming between your teeth, then you probably aren't saying the word correctly. Here is a list of unvoiced TH words. Try repeating these after me. Even try recording yourself and then listening back to see if your accent is improving. Think. Think. Thing. Thing. Therapy. Therapy. Theory. Theory. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thick. Thick. Anything. Anything. Without. Without. Mythological. Mythological. Sympathy. Sympathy. Truthful. Truthful. Fourth. Fourth. Oath. Oath. Both. Both. Mouth. Mouth. Here is a list of voiced TH words. Again, you still need to have your tongue coming out between your teeth, but you don't need to blow as much air out. You just need to use your voice, your throat, to create the sound. This. This. That. That. These. These. Those. Those. Them. Them. Another. Another. Brother. Brother. Father. Father. Gathering. Gathering. Bathing. Bathing. Soothe. Soothe. Bathe. Bathe. Smooth. Smooth. Loathe. loathe. Now listen to these paragraphs. First time, pay attention to the way the TH sounds are pronounced. Then, try reading them for yourself to see if it's helping with your pronunciation. The first paragraph is for unvoiced TH words. The second is for voiced TH words. And the third paragraph is for mixed. Paragraph number one. Thelma thanked me for thinking of her on her birthday. She said her son Theodore thought her birthday was not until the 30th. He's a math student. You would think he would not forget the 11th day of August. 11 is his favorite mathematical symbol. It is part of a theory behind a mathematical formula he's been using for his college thesis. He apologized with a sincere face and asked if anything he could do would make up for his forgetfulness. When he apologized for the 100th time, she thought nothing else could be done, for he was truly repentant. She admitted that once you get past your 30th birthday, you really don't mind people forgetting. Paragraph number two for the voiced TH sound. Did you know that if you read a dictionary for at least 10 minutes a day, you will increase your vocabulary by 50% in just 1 year? It doesn't matter whether you are naturally smart or not. It doesn't even matter if your mother and father provide a great education for you. Even though you may loathe studying and think that it's a bother, you can take just a few minutes to better yourself. This is my second month to try this, and I already know more words than my older brother, who was studying at the University of Southern Arkansas. The third paragraph is a mixed of voice of both the voiced and unvoiced sounds. On Thursday, I traveled with my brother to visit my father and mother in North Carolina. We traveled through several small towns, and the pathway to their house was breathtaking. I also thought the weather was perfect. There were no thunderstorms that delayed our journey. Next time, I will travel with my camera. Although it's a bit of a bother, I think I'd rather capture these moments forever.